Yesterday in Kriyas HaTorah, we read the Teichacha, and towards the end, a very frightening, awesome Teichacha. At the end, the Torah explains what did Klal Yisrael do to deserve such terrible punishment. State in the Torah, Tachas asher lo yavadto es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha b'tuv levav merayv kol. This is the cause. What's pshat in this pasuk? And there's a machloikis in the Rishonim. How do you explain the taina on Klal Yisrael? If you look in the Mechilta, same pshat as in the Marach or Zeruah, the Ri Bechor Shor. The taina on Klal Yisrael was that they didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the good times. Klal Yisrael had times of affluence, of success. Why didn't you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those times? Tachas asher lo yavadto es Hashem Elokecha. You didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When? B'simcha b'tuv levav merayv kol. In the times of simcha and tuv levav merayv kol, as the Mechilta says, Tachas asher lo yavadto es Hashem Elokecha b'soiva, the time is you didn't serve Hashem. When? In the times of Simcha. Rabbeinu Yoina, in three different places, in Shari Tshuva, Dalit, Tes, beginning of Perek Ein Oimdim, in Mishli Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Tes Rav, in Azoi Shteit Oich and Sefer Ikrim, the Shlor of Chaim Vital, the Teichacha is that they didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. Not they didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of simcha. They did serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why didn't you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha? And really the machlekes is how to read the pasuk. Where or if do you put a comma in this pasuk? The Mechilta learned, Tachas asher lo yavadtos Hashem Elokecha. The taina is, you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kama. When? B'simcha b'tuv levav merayv kol. That's the taina. Rabbeinu Yoina is learning, you read the pasuk together. Tachas asher lo yavadtos Hashem Elokecha b'simcha b'tuv levav. Why don't you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha? So we have a machlokes how to learn this pasuk. Interesting to note is l'chayra astira in Rambam, how to learn this pasuk. Can't say a shir without a steer in the Rambam, so we have to think. But God, it's some pshat and pasuk. The Rambam in Hilchus Talmud Torah, Peri Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, Zogt, Omru Chachamim, Kol HaMavatel Es HaTorah Ma'osher, Seifoi Levatel Ma'oni. If you don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you have Ashiras in good times, you should know in the end you won't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. Ve'inyin Zeh Mefurash Hu B'Torah, Hayu Aimer Tachas Asher Levata Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha B'Tuv Levav Merayv Kol. V'Avadta Es Hayavecha. He's quoting the Mechilta. You didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'osher. You should know Sefer Levatlo Ma'oni. And he quotes this pasuk. So L'chayra he learned like the Mechilta. You look at the Rambam in Hilchas Lulav. This is Perik Ches Halacha Tesvav. Zog the Rambam. HaSimcha sheYismach Odom baAsiyas haMitzvos, the simcha that a person has in doing mitzvahs ubahavas hakel, avoyde gedolehi, simcha is a greisa avoyde. V'chol amineya atzvoy misimcha zu, someone who withholds the simcha, he serves the Rabbeinu Shleilam, but he serves the Rabbeinu Shleilam without simcha, roi li para mimenu, he deserves to be punished. This pasuk has stir in Rambam. Where did he put the comma in the pasuk? Did he learn Tachas Hashem Elokecha kama, when, besimcha v'tuv le'ivah merayv kail, or did he learn, tachas ha'shalivat Hashem le'kecha besimcha? But how could you learn now two drushes from the same pasuk? It's two totally different understandings of the pasuk. In the Teretzes, that is another place to put the kama, after a betuv levav. Matter of fact, if you look at the trap in the pasuk, it says tachas shalivat Hashem lekecha besimcha betuv levav esnachta, and then it says meriv umeriv koil meriv koil. If you read the pasuk with the trap, there's two statements in the pasuk. There's tachas shalivat Hashem lekecha besimcha betuv levav. That's the taina. Why didn't you serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu with simcha? And then there's another taina. Why didn't you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meirav Koil? They say that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say that you can tell him any pasuk in all of Tanakh and he'll tell you the trap on the pasuk. And he said, not because he memorized the trap of Gantz Tanakh, but as mefashteit chumish, or mefashteit the pasuk, you'll know how the trap has to be. I don't claim any such knowledge, but the truth is, this pshat shteit b'feirish in Rambam. And I'll tell you why. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, when he says the tainas you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the good times, zokta, har yu oyme shteitachem pasik, tachas ha-shel yavates ha-shem lekecha b'simcha b'tuv lo'yvav mirayv kael. He quotes the whole pasik. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, where he talks about the mitzvah of simcha n'avedas Hashem, he says, shenemar, tachas ha-shel yavates ha-shem lekecha b'simcha b'tuv lo'yvav. Doesn't say the words mirayv kael. The Teretz is because the makar for the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav is the pasuk without the last two words. Maybe that's where he says it from. The makar for the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah is the entirety of the pasuk. So basically we have two pshatim in what went wrong. Either Klal Yisrael didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the good times, in times of affluence, or Klal Yisrael didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. Shtelzel de kasha. Bishloim with the first pshat. Klal Yisrael didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of simcha is a good taina. A taina is mefashteit. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia on you, taiva, affluence, success, prosperity. And you know it comes from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. So why didn't you serve the Rabbeinu Shloilam? That's a good taina. In fact, if you don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in good times, it's a kvira that you don't believe it's coming from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Fashteit. But what about the second shot? Rabbeinu Yonah zogt. Tachas, the problem is, they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. What's the taina? Maybe they weren't b'simcha. They were having hardships in life. They were having difficulties in life. And b'chol zois, onu l'ka v'inenu l'ka, they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't serve b'simcha because they weren't happy. What is it about Avodas Hashem that should bring us to Simcha? That's what we want to answer today. Now, before we get to Simcha and Avodas Hashem, this pasuk, there's something called Simcha Sachayim. Shteitach in pasuk, Ma yis oinein odom chai. What is a live person complaining? Shteit in Medrash, Da yishu chai. Be happy that you're alive. Genug as melept. We have to be makir, the matana of Chaim. This itself that we're alive, even if everything else is not going well. But Baruch Hashem, we're alive. You know, after such a difficult year and a half, we saw not everyone is alive. Even young people, even people, it was unexpectedly. Da yishu chai, how can a live person complain? Da yishu chai, be happy that you're alive. Life is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tremendous chus. It's an opportunity. Yofi sho'achas b'tshuve ma'asem toivim ba'oilom azeh mikol chaye oilom haba. And therefore we just have to value life. But that's simchas hachayim. We're asking a different question. What is the cause? What thought process should we develop so that we should have simcha in Avodas Hashem? I'd like to present three answers. you look in the Sefer Chassidim, Zogt, Simcha, was it the Simcha in Avodas Hashem? The mass of born lifnei hamelech, our actions come in front of the melech, the heim lirtzoinai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our Avodas Hashem. In Reishis Chachma he adds, the mitzvois of tachshitei hamelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu adorns himself, kavayachal, with our Avodas Hashem. So he states in Yaris Dvash also. We have to recognize the schus that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in our Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the melech malchei hamelechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does he care about our lowly Avodas Hashem? Most of the people here in this room are British, staunch British citizens. And if they got a call from Buckingham Palace that the Queen wants to know what you ate for breakfast, everyone would be very proud. Didn't say most people here would be proud. But you should know something. The Queen is not going to call. She doesn't care b'chol what you ate for breakfast. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does care. He wants to know, did you make a bracha reshayna? Was the food kosher? Mat gemachta bracha achrayna? Some people fast the first day slichas, so he wants to know that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about our Avodas Hashem, is interested in Avodas Hashem. This itself, Zakh de Sefer Chassidim, is the greatest cause for Simcha. The greatest cause for Simcha is that Baruch Hashem cares about us, is interested in us. That's one mahalach. Rabbeinu Yoyne in Mishlei, Perik Chafal of Pasuk Tezvav, Zakh Tazai. Midas HaSimcha, the Mida of Simcha. What brings you to Simcha? His Eirer HaLev, the awakening of the heart, Vispashet HaRuach, and the expansion of the spirit, Al Mitzoy Cheftzoy, that the person finds his purpose. Simcha, according to Ben Yaina, is the deep feeling of satisfaction that the person is accomplishing and fulfilling his tafkid in life. In other words, he doesn't type simcha as joy, but simcha is satisfaction. When a person knows that they're accomplishing their purpose in life, that their life is meaningful, thus bring tzut to simcha. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gershon, the ritzoini amiti shel odom la'asis toiv. What does a person want to do? Deep down, a person wants to serve the Bayri Eilam. The Magid Mishnah at the end of Hilchas Lulav on that Rambam we mentioned before, state the Yovin Odam, a mensel fashtein, a person should understand, ki lekach noitzar, for that he was created, l'shamish es kainoi, to serve the Bayri Eilam, u'kishu oyser ma'ashe nivra b'shvilei, when a person does what a person was created for, yismach v'yogil. The biggest simcha is that my life has purpose, my life has meaning, and I am accomplishing with my life what I'm supposed to be doing. That is the simcha of Avodas Hashem. Said in davening, Baruch Olekeinu Sibrono L'choydei, Vivdilonu min atoyim. Toyim means people that are lost. You don't say Vivdilonu min arishayim, min apayfpaykrim, min akayfrim, which might all be true. The worst thing is that they're toyim. They're pashut lost. They're living life for nothing. They're begonished. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'evdilonu min atoyim. Go further. It says, Hu yiftach libeinu misirasoi. Yosem b'libeinu avosav yirasoi. Leman. Now, if I want to convince you of something, sell you something, I have to give you the best reason. Why should we have Torah Yiris Shemayim? So I would say, Leman, you should go to Olam Haba. And davening Zak Menishta Zay. Leman loy niga lerik v'loy neila de bahala. The biggest simcha there is, at least in this world, is Pashit, I'm a lepnisht afganisht. You didn't toil in vain and gave birth to nothingness. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Yoyne, The Simcha in Avodas Hashem is this deep feeling of satisfaction and accomplishment that we fulfilled our purpose in this world. So we have one Mahalach from the Sefer Chassidim, that the Simcha is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interested in our Avodas Hashem. The second Mahalach from Rabbeinu Yonah, the satisfaction that you're fulfilling your purpose. Let's go to a third Mahalach. Tillim, we say, davening, Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha boyu lufano b'nana. Now, why? Du'u ki Hashem hu elokim. Zok Rashi, du'u ki Hashem hu elokim, u'mishalem schar polaschem. Are you going to get reward? Shteit in Rashi, the simcha navedis Hashem comes from the fact that we have reward. Shteltzach de kasha. We're not supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu amanas l'kabel pras. The truth is, the stira in Pirkei Avos, seemingly a stira. One in Perek Aleph state that you serve Hashem shaloy amanas l'kabel pras. In Perek Beis state, v'neman hu bal melachtecha sheyishalem lecha schar pulasecha. But you're not supposed to be thinking about it. Ben Yoina asks his kasha and his pirush on Avos. And if you look in his second shot, he explains as follows. There's a difference between motivation and recognition. The motivation to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be lishma. In ganzen lishma. Shaloy al menas l'kabel pras. But a yid is allowed to have the recognition, the idea, that there's going to be a reward awaiting him. This idea, although it's not the motivating factor, is the cause of simcha. We say in the Trilus of Nechunya ben Akona, Onu rotzim v'heim rotzim, Onu rotzim l'chai o'ilam abo, v'heim rotzim l'ber shachas. Now it sounds like, Pasha, we have schar. Problem is, we already said, Onu amelum mekabim sachar, v'heim amelum v'einim mekabim sachar. So we already spoke about schar. So what's the Onu rotzim v'heim rotzim? Onu rotzim l'chai o'ilam abo. Zot Rabbeinu Yoina, Brachas Chav Ches, that it's a separate thing besides Schar on Avoida. You should know, as you get older, you feel time is running. Zeit läuft. When those of you that are young, you think you're going to live forever. We desire Zot, Hai Bar Nash, Dor Bahai Alma, Vesavad Dilehu, Vedor Bela Dore Doran. When you're young, you think you're going to live here forever. And everything hurts, and everyone, you know, thing, you realize that a person doesn't last. A person wears out, like any machine, it wears out. Monty and I saw a fascinating study. You know, people are generally nifter, they had a machla. Was wollt given if people would never get ill, how long would they last? Eventually, also, their cells would die. So, in the University of Paris, they did a study. How long would the molecular structure of the body last if no one had a machla? And after a study, they came to the conclusion that a person would last 120 years. And I have shot admeiv esim, not just based on a toss in the pasuk and bereishis. For sure, a person can last. This machine can last 120 years. Al kaponim, a person feels time is running. Anu ratzim v'heim ratzim. But you have a good feeling, because even though you feel time is running out, by them the end of life and it's all over, and we know so that's the reason for Simcha and Avedis Hashem, is the idea, the recognition of Schar. So we asked the question, why should a person have Simcha and Avedis Hashem? Maybe he's not happy, maybe he's going through difficulties. Teretz is, first of all, the Simchas HaChaim. A person should be happy that he's alive. But when we done on Simcha and Avedis Hashem, there's one, the feeling of fortune that the Eibishter is interested in our Avedis Hashem. The feeling of deep feeling of satisfaction and accomplishment that we're fulfilling our Tachlis in this world. And weiter the idea, the knowledge and the recognition that there's great reward awaiting us one day. That's Simcha Avedis Hashem. But there's two conditions. Shteit in Pasuk and Tillim, Orza Ruah LaTzadik, ulo yishrei leiv simcha. Steht in the Gemara, tainis loy hakoil la'ira. Not everyone has ara. V'loy hakoil la'simcha. Not everyone merits simcha. Tzadikim la'ira. Or is it real a tzadik? V'yisharim la'simcha. To be a kli kibble for simcha, for whatever reason, a person needs yashra salev, straightness of the heart. A person does things without any ulterior motives. Yashras, the Eibishtad gezakt, and I do it. That's our tefillah, v'taher li beinu la'avdecha be'emes. Purify my heart that I should serve Hashem be'emes. That I'm doing it for no other reason than it's avodas Hashem. That's a tnai in to be zeicha to simcha. Another condition, Rabbeinu Bachya writes in the beginning of Parashas Nosoi, the chayiv odom liyoy sameach b'mitzvah. Person is obligated to be joyful in a mitzvah, kisha oisa oisan, when he does this mitzvah, a yira acherim oisim, when you see that someone else does this mitzvah. In other words, you have to have simcha not because I'm doing a mitzvah, but because a mitzvah is being done. Sinishkna kanafke min, if I do it, again it does. Rabbeinu Yoina writes in Mishlei Perikof Aleph Pasuk Tezvov, HaTzadik, the tzaddik yismach kasha zulosoy ovdim es Hashem yisbarach. A tzaddik has simcha when he sees other people serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umarchikim oven and they don't do averis. V'oysa mishpat. This simcha is not a self-centered simcha. It's not about me. It's this that the bria reaches its tachlis. The Ritzayin Hashem is being done. I think about the Rabbeinu Shloilam. That is true simcha in Avedas Hashem. Tell a story. When Rav Dessler moved to Eretz Yisrael, moved from Gateshead to Eretz Yisrael, and one of his former Talmidim in Gateshead opened the yeshiva, and he asked Rav Dessler to come see the yeshiva, and he scheduled the visit late at night. It was at midnight at 12 o'clock, and the former Talmud takes his Rebbe Rav Dessler and Arayin and Yeshiva at midnight, and the Bes Medrash was full, and people were knocking and learning. And this Talmud tells Rav Dessler, don't you see, Akiddush Hashem, Bachar Milan, in the middle of the night. And Rav Dessler looked at him and said, tell me, do you have the same simcha when your competitor's yeshiva is also full at night? Now, Rav Dessler, the big Talmusah, Prashtanin, that he's not happy about the learning, or it's not just about the learning. He has a certain happiness, he says, my yeshiva is full at night. That's what Rav Dessler was trying to tell him. You should know it's not so. The simcha is when Torah is being learned at night, so chlal no difference whose Torah and which yeshiva the learning is being learned. Chassidim tell a story, and the Oyev Yisrael, the Abderuv, was once talking about Avraham Avinu. He was talking about the greatness of Avraham Avinu. And he was going on. Can't be masik the greatness of Avraham Avinu, but this time he was very nislaiv. And in the middle, one of the chassidim asked him, Rebbe, would you want to change places with Avraham Avinu? That you'll become Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu will become the Abderuv. He stopped for a second, this he never thought of. And after a while, he said, no. Why not? He says, because Achrei Kechleis HaKol, the Eibishter will still have one Avraham Avinu and one Abderuv. What's the nafka minna if I'm the Avraham Avinu, I'm the Abderuv? If I want to do something for the Rebbeinu Shlom, I have to be a better Abderuv. But to turn into Avraham Avinu turns into Avraham Avinu, I have to go on for the In other words, our Avedis Hashem can't be self-centered. Even our Hasagis shouldn't be self-centered. It has to be about doing the Ritzayin HaBayra. If we have this Yashra Salev, We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without ulterior motives. And we're happy that the Ritzayin Hashem is being done. Then we can focus on these thought processes. We could focus on the simcha that we have from Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in our Avodas Hashem. If you know Yom HaDin is coming, frightening day. Rav Pam used to say, "Abachol zay shteit v'atitin lano Hashem lekeinu ba'ahava." That's Yom HaZikaron. This itself, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us and cares what us lowly people did a whole year, it does alayin is ba'ahava. That feeling we have to have. We have to have that deep feeling of satisfaction. Baruch Hashem. We're living for something. We have a purpose. We have an accomplishment in this world. And above all, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, boyu lufanov bernana. Du'u, ki Hashem leikim, Hashem is going to reward us. And it's not our motivating factor, but we are going to be rewarded, and we have the recognition that the reward is going to happen. We're heading to Olam Haba. If we develop these thought processes, then we'll have simcha in Avodas Hashem. We won't just serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we'll serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. V'nizke kulonu yachad, zoma ala zeiche zayin, te'ksir v'chsim et'eva b'sifran shel tzadikim gemurim. Everyone had a very difficult year. We should all be zeiche to refuas Yeshuas and Nechamas. Should be a shnas gula of Yeshua for Gans Klal Yisrael. Amen.
Nein, ich kenne die Mishpache, ich kenne die Einiglich von ihm. Amen.